Hands off Venezuela, death to American imperialism. These were some of the slogans being chanted outside of the U.S. Embassy, downtown Montreal, over the weekend. Sunday, January 4th, about 70 people gathered outside of the United States to Canada Embassy on Stanley Street, downtown Montreal, to oppose America's military intervention in Venezuela. The news broke on Saturday that the United States led a military operation in Venezuela violating international law to capture President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Sheila Flores, and bring them to the United States to face drug and weapons charges. It is estimated that 40 Venezuelans were killed in that operation. This comes after more than 20 military strikes against boats in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean that the United States claims were smuggling drugs. Over 80 Venezuelans have been killed in those strikes, many of them fishermen. U.S. President Donald Trump has stated that the U.S. is going to, quote, make a lot of money, unquote, referring to Venezuela's rich oil reserves. Here in Montreal, local activist Celeste Trianon organized the rally condemning U.S. intervention. Here's Trianon.
We're talking about attacks on sovereignty, which is the foundational building brick of international law. 40 people were killed yesterday morning. 40 people died because the United States decided that their lives were worthless. This is the state of the road right now. We're now living in the rule of the jungle, not the rule of law, nor the rule of human rights.
Trianon and the activists want their message heard in the U.S. Embassy, but also want to see Canadian officials condemn the U.S. action in South America.
Condemn the U.S. Start unpairing our public policy, our foreign policy, from the United States. If it means cutting diplomatic relations, so be it. We need to become an independent state.
At one point, a group of counter-protesters began to shout at the rally, demanding that they, quote, don't speak about Venezuela, unquote. Within the Venezuelan diaspora, the possible removal of President Maduro is controversial, with some celebrating his capture by the U.S. This group of counter-protesters would not speak with CJLO and left the rally after a few minutes. Here is Sandra Cordero. She was attending the protest as a supporter. Here she is speaking on U.S. intervention in Latin America.
Of course, I'm so sad that people are killed. People are killed for oil. The United States has a problematic way of diplomacy. It's not working because they are bullies. They are seen as bullies in the international. In international diplomacy.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
This is On an Evening on CJLO 1690. My name is Joe. This is Groove Collective with Hopeless Hope.
Let's play a game.
Roses.
Groove Collective with Hopeless Hope. That's Groove with a U. I saw those guys perform in Toronto over the break. I did a little bit of a Canada tour. Saw some cool music from different cities in Canada. Yeah, I started on the which coast are we on? East Coast. And then went to the West. So I was in Vancouver over New Year's. But yeah, anyway, Groove Collective, really cool. It's nice to hear some new trip hop. It sounds very, very reminiscent of the sort of 90s, early 2000s stuff. So we'd recommend you go check that one out because it's their first release on streaming. It's on streaming. It's on Bandcamp. Yeah, we're going to keep it going with a little bit of trip hop. It's a little bit more like folk and shoegaze stuff later on. But yeah, a bit more trip hop. Group I absolutely love. Thievery Corporation. This is Until the Morning.
I keep in fear, I keep on loading. Nothing brings it on, I keep on falling.
Emiliana Torini on the vocals on that one. So I've got another one by her up next. As I was kind of diving through her catalogue, this one's called Sunny Road.
I traveled round through deserts on my horse. But jokes aside, I wanna come back home. You know, that night I said I had to go. You said you'd meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. I never married, never had those kids. Closed its gates. I know I'm bad to jump on you like this. Some things don't change, my middle name still is. I know that night's a long, long time ago. Will you still meet me on the sunny road? It's time.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jontolo Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, Rats.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
Black smoked hands divide harsh from hollow. The white behind the white swallow. He had hills inside, iris and holly. All of 20 skies, Johnny. Johnny Robinson, king of the K-Town crawl, jump the front street bridge with a broken paw.
know I shouldn't give into this fantasy. Your love won't heal the wounded parts of me. I'd still believe the pain means more than a flame. Two white horse. So let me hold these words until my heart retires. I wanna worship you before the hope expires. As long as we keep dancing in the light. Uncertainty, you'll come alive like a fairy in a bottle, like a fairy. So cruel as to imprison an idea of you. It's not your fault, it's my disease, and I must learn to set you free. Bottle by Jacob Alon or Alon, I'm not sure. And the one before that was Swan Dive by Buck Meek, both of which were recommendations from people who are dear to me. First one was from my friend Jack. He got me a CD player for Christmas. We did a Secret Santa CD player and a couple of mixes. And yeah, that's Swan Dive was on that. Really cool. It was really cool. It's nice to have physical media. I feel like it means so much more to me. And Fairy in a Bottle, that was my uncle sent me that album. And I do feel like music always means so much more to me when there's like a personal aspect to it. You know, I save so many songs that I see on Instagram or I get from, you know, like the Spotify suggested. And the ones that I actually remember and that mean something more to me always tend to be the ones with like personal experience tied to it. So yeah, I don't know. We need to get away from the algorithmic suggestions. Human curation always. I say that next one, I think Spotify might have given to me a while ago. I don't know. It's been on my library for a little while, so I can't really remember where it's from. But yeah, next one, Train Song, Vashti Bunyan, gorgeous, unique voice. Enjoy.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll say when I find you. Call out your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. Nothing at all.
One of the most interesting covers I've ever heard. I think it's such a cool cool take.
See me in my heels and ting. Dem chicks I wear hip and ting. Chewed on dinner and ting. We're having going and ting. No pop, no style. I strictly roots. No pop, no style. See me upon the road and you call out to me. Do you see me bring the pants and ting? See me in the autobahn.
Black Box Recorder with their version of Uptown Top Ranking. Originals by Althea and Donna, reggae classic. And I think that's such an interesting, like, dark take on a song that's normally so sunny. Yeah, really, really cool. The rest of the album is really good as well. Would recommend you check it out. It's called England Made Me. Next is... Well, we're moving into the sort of shoegazy stuff. I said it was going to be a shoegaze episode. It's been a little bit more varied, but you know, there's a bit of shoegaze coming up now. A few Canadian songs actually. But this one is Charity by a band called An April March. Sorry, I missed the button. Thank you.
her belly gets fed. It's blood.
Was Blood Red by Rose Chronicles off their album Happily Ever After. Salmon Mayo, you killed your dance into that one. Thank you to all of you guys at Sam's listening in at, what is it, 3:40 for you guys. Next one I've got is, I was scouring Bandcamp earlier. This one was an EP that was released yesterday. I couldn't find it on any streaming service, so I hope this works. Because I've downloaded it to my USB, and it's the first time I'm playing something off my USB, so I hope it's going to work. This artist called Lucy May's EP called So Long Forever, really, really cool, and it's free to download, so I think everyone should go check it out and download it. We need to start getting off streaming services. I really want to get off Spotify so badly. I just need to organize all my music, and I don't know, it feels like a really daunting task, but I don't know, finding music that is free to access is a good step. So go check it out. It's Lucy May's So Long Forever.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Thank you.
That was Hope Sandoval, or Hope Sandoval. I never pronounce it right. Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. On the Low, that album is beautiful. I love that one, Bavarian Fruit Bread. And before that, Apple Orchard by Beach House. Also, another gorgeous, gorgeous song. I think both of them, I really love the sort of slow, hypnotic sound. I realized I was getting too excited for the energy. Anyway, I've got one song left, but a bit of time before I need to play it. So I hope everyone has a great 2026. Thank you for tuning in to start the year. I've got another probably 6 months of this show. And then hopefully I'll be able to get one back in Manchester. So hopefully it won't be the end of On an Evening. But next one I'm going to play is called When the War is Over by Nourished by Time, which I saw recommended on this app called Perfectly Imperfect, which is the sort of, it has a focus on personal recommendations rather than that algorithmic curation. So when they interview artists, they just, I don't know, get the music, get the skincare products that they're into. They interviewed Little Sims, Mark William Lewis, and this was a really cool one that I found on there. I don't know, human curation, always we need to get off the algorithms. It's said all the time, but I'll say it again. Anyway, I'll see you next week.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Monday, December 1st, about 60 Concordia students walked out of class.